This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to Nirvana Sisters Podcast, where we take the intimidation out of well-being and beauty to help you achieve your highest state, your Nirvana. We are sisters-in-law and your hosts. I'm Amy Sherman.
And I'm Katie Chandler. So let's get into some real conversation.
To the show, Nirvana Sisters family. We are so excited to meet Katie Whalen, who's the co-founder and CEO of Joy Women's Wellness, which is an innovative peptide and hormone balancing therapy brand. I'm so excited because I just hear so much about peptides and aminos and omegas, and there's all these buzzwords going around, and we really want to get deep into what this is and how people can benefit from it. Your skin is glowing, so I'm already knowing that this is going to be a helpful therapy for our listeners, but I'm just going to give a little bit about Katie before we get into all of this. Katie started Joy because she knew she wasn't alone. She had a long journey through infertility, miscarriages, IVF, and finally giving birth to her little boy left her feeling fatigued, hormonal, overweight, and struggling with brain fog. I think we can all relate to this. She searched for a holistic solution that would help her feel like me again. And that's when she learned about hormone optimization and peptide therapies. The only problem is they were so hard to come by. So after both her and her husband began to experience amazing results with both peptide and hormones, she knew she had to share them with women everywhere. So Joy is a place where women can find answers, manage their health holistically, and truly start to feel like themselves again. Looking better too is just an added bonus because you know what? We all deserve to feel our best from the inside out. So welcome to the show, Katie. We're so excited to have you here. Thank you for spending your time with us today.
Thank you, ladies. I'm super excited too.
Yeah. So let's get into it. Well, actually, before we get into it, sorry, I'm just rushing right in because I'm so excited to hear about this. Let's take a step back and talk about our weekly Nirvana. Now, we are taping this right before the new year. So I'm going to kick off with, well, actually, I'll move it to Katie or Kay. We're going to call her on this episode, Katie Chandler, Katie, to talk about her Nirvana of the week.
Yeah, thanks, Amy. Well, Katie, we are so excited. I actually was with some friends last night and they know a little bit about this. So I was like salivating at being able to talk to you and then come back and say, well, I know a little bit about it too. So we're very excited to get into it. But my Nirvana this week, I think, was work. I started, I've gone back to work. I'm a fit model and, you know, I was a little nervous about how that was going to pan out being a seasoned model these days. I didn't know if the work was going to roll in, but I have been manifesting work and abundance and it is happening. I had a full day job all day on Wednesday that just popped up and more work is popping up and go see and all kinds of stuff. So it's just exciting because it's going in the direction that I hoped, but wasn't sure if it would. So, but if I look tired today, that's because I am exhausted at this whole like going back to work, being a mommy, being a podcaster, juggling situation. Not exactly like hitting it out of the park in all arenas, but it's okay. So that was my Nirvana. What about you, Amy?
That's awesome. Katie, I'm so proud of you. I know we've been like chatting on text and it's just like, it's so nice to see you kind of back in the game. And Katie, you had taken a break for how long?
10 years.
Yeah. So I was saying it just must be nice to have something for yourself, where you're not having to attend to little people all the time. So I've had a lot of nirvanas lately. We recently got back from an amazing international trip to Israel for my son's bar mitzvah. So we'll talk about that another time. But I would say this week, I had a nirvana at work too. I had this big deadline like looming over me, and I finally completed that deadline this week. And so it just was such a relief to get this like big project off of my brain. So I just feel relieved. And that was just like a nice moment to be like, okay, now I can like do these couple more things and then kind of enjoy the holiday for the next 2 weeks. What about you, Katie?
You know what? My nirvana is actually going to be this afternoon. I had emailed you guys a little while back and asked to move the podcast recording up because, you know, my daughter's turning 5 this month, and, you know, with a new business and with 2 little kids, I constantly feel like I'm struggling to have quality time with my kids. So a couple months back, her grandma Gigi sent her this American Girl doll catalog, and she's been dreaming of this doll ever since. So I'm surprising her today. This afternoon, took some time off work, and we're going to go to the big store, get her a doll, and we're going to do the whole, you know, party with cupcakes and tiaras. And
oh, that's so fun.
It's fun. And I obviously feel like the whole week I'm excited. I'm like, I'm 43 and I'm like super excited to go.
That does sound fun.
That's great. I have a 5-year-old, and we did that with my older daughter when she turned 6, that exact experience at the cafe and the whole thing with the doll, and they have the little seat for the doll. Like, it's the cutest thing, and she's going to have the time of her life, and so are you. It's really sweet.
That is so cute. I haven't gotten to experience that because I have 2 boys, I'm going to vicariously live through both of you because I need to see pictures because that sounds so fun and right up my alley.
Yeah, it's very
okay.
Sweet.
Amazing. So let's get into your company, Joy, and kind of, I have so many questions about peptides. I don't even know what they are really, other than I know they're really, I hear they're amazing for you. But if you can kind of like break it down for us, give us the 101 on what peptide therapy is, what peptides are, and about your amazing company.
Yeah. So peptides, you know, I didn't know what they were a little over a year ago either. But I used them to help me kind of like after I was done having kids to really help me propel my health and feel better. So now I'm obsessed, but what they technically are short chains of amino acids, and they direct our cells to perform specific functions. So I think of them as like a key to open a door. And of course, as we age, our levels decline. So, you know, peptide therapy is just adding back in some of those, you know, keys to open more doors. So, you know, you can help maybe with symptoms you have, or, you know, even if you have no symptoms, there's lots of just benefits and overall vitality you can get from it.
And amino acids, those are the building blocks to protein and to muscle building, correct? Is that right?
Yeah. And so when we say short chains, you know, it's literally from like 2 to 50 chains of these bonded together. And a protein is, you know, over 100 chains of the amino acids. And that's about the extent of my scientific knowledge.
Yeah,
that's exactly right.
And so... Okay. Are there all different kinds of peptides, and do you use different ones for different treatments?
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of peptides. And I think, you know, more peptides will be discovered in the future. I mean, we have right now naturally occurring in your body, like something like 7,000 peptides. You know, so we have probably peptides that we offer right now, I would say, a dozen peptides for different things. And there's a peptide for gut health and inflammation. There's a couple peptides for weight loss that are super popular right now. One of my favorites is a growth hormone releasing peptide, which tells your body to release more of its own growth hormone. We have peptides for skin health, hair health, you know, basically you name it. I say there's a peptide for that.
Amazing. So how did Joy, tell us how you got started with Joy and what exactly Joy is doing for your clients?
Yeah, I mean, it was all based off my own health experience. I, you know, got married when I was 35 and right away started focusing on a family. And, you know, before that, I was being single in my 30s. I had time and resources and just took such good care of myself. You know, looked great, felt great. It was just a great time in my life. you know, when I got married at 35, started on the, you know, family train right away, had a ton of, you know, difficulty with my fertility journey and really became this like warrior determined to make it through and have my family. You know, I had 4 miscarriages and IVF and all the things, you know, that so many women do. But when I finally had my babies, you know, I woke up at like 41 and going, holy moly, at the last 6 years of my life, I haven't really taken care of myself. I was just focused on all the things. And now I have, you know, 2 little ones and I'm overweight. I have brain fog. I have, you know, like, who am I? And like, is this the new me? Or, you know, can I get back to that, some of those self-care routines so I can feel good myself and have the energy to take care of these, you know, demanding little beings. So I started, the first thing I started actually was getting on testosterone because my testosterone was super low. And I started to see some great change, you know, more motivation, like at the gym, I started to be able to like notice I was getting stronger. It helped me like lose some of that, you know, fat and gain some muscle, which was pretty exciting. And then I learned of peptides and started, you know, testing some of those out, did the weight loss peptide, which I was amazed to get to my, you know, I had a goal in mind and I was like, I'm going to try to get there. But in my mind, I was like, it might not be possible. Got there, actually went past it. And I'm just like, this is insane. And other women need to know about peptides.
I need that ASAP. Okay.
I have to say, did you say you were 43? Is that how old you are? I was floored because you look like you are in your early 30s, like without a shadow of a doubt, right, Amy?
Yeah, I was very shocked too.
So those are the peptides then, hard at work.
So let me ask you a question, just backing up to like when you were saying you were taking testosterone, who did you go to and why did they prescribe that? Like, was it a regular doctor, a functional doctor? Just because I feel like, and Katie and I talk about this all the time, there's this whole world of this like more holistic well-being that's super popular, but there's not a lot of resources and there's functional doctors, there's regular doctors. Sometimes the regular doctors don't really believe in it. Like, how did you establish your first step and then from there?
Yeah. I mean, you're so right. And it's frustrating that some of these things are so hard to come by. And unfortunately, so many doctors don't, you know, aren't trained in this and it's not their thing. And, you know, we even have patients that will come to us and be like, well, why is my doctor confused or, you know, blah, blah, blah. So it is tricky. So for me, there's a little bit more of a backstory because my husband actually went through his own issues first with his hormones. While we were struggling with our fertility, we had a lot of stress and his testosterone tanked. And it was so bad. He had no libido. We didn't know what it was. And I thought, oh, it's me. I'm gaining weight. You're not attracted to me. We found out through his own health journey that it was his hormones. So he started getting the help first. Mm. So I saw him, his struggles and his change. And then, so he actually started the men's side of our company first before Joy, that's called Blokes. And I was able to then, you know, get treatment from the men's side of our company. And that's when I was like, we need this for women. I was not planning on starting this. I was totally happy being, you know, in the newborn stages and not thinking about what my career would look like. And then I just, you know, 40% of our traffic on the men's side was actually women. So we were like, it needs to happen. But so that's how I was able to actually do it pretty quickly. My husband went through a couple of years of getting told that he was fine when he wasn't.
And what doctor did he go to that determined it was his hormones? Because that's also like, for men, probably even harder to find a doctor that would say that or identify that.
Yeah, I mean, because they work in these ranges, these lab ranges that are, you know, the average person that goes in there with something wrong, took a test and that's where you are. So, and he was on the very low end of the average range of, you know, sick people. Yeah. And he was fine. So, you know, it's really what we try to do is that you know how you can feel, how you're supposed to feel, and you really need to take control of your own journey, not get discouraged by a doctor that, you know, isn't trained in something that, you know, it is what it is. So, you know, you have to take control of that.
Men, I feel like it's, you know, women, we've been told over hormonal health, it's going to be a thing. When you get older, it's going to be an issue. And I don't think men have as much of an awareness that they can experience it as well. And, you know, it's like they don't know that it's possible that can happen to them sometimes, I think. So a lot of times maybe they just go and deal with it and just think, I'm getting older, just like so many women do, and that there's nothing that can be done about it. So I think it's amazing that you have this company for men as well.
I think it's important for women to, you know, that was my experience. My husband was like, with no libido, was like, he didn't really care because it wasn't an issue for him. It was me that was like, you know, this is not working. So, you know, I think it's important for couples to both feel their best together and both kind of be on the same page with that. Because I know, you know, sex and marriage is a big issue. One of the top reasons people fight, right?
Right. Yeah. So true. Interesting. Okay. So the peptide therapy, let's do a little bit of a deep dive, because so who would be a good candidate? I mean, are you seeing women in their 30s that are needing peptide therapy as well? Or is it mostly just this older age group?
You know, I think anyone really interested in their health journey, their own health, is a candidate. And certainly, I wouldn't say a healthy 18-year-old needs to be looking at peptides, because it does, you know, it is something that levels decline with age. But I do think 30s, mid-30s and up is somewhere where people will really start to see some benefits. But it really depends. I think, you know, BPC 157 is like the Swiss Army knife of peptides. It has a lot of uses, and it's really great for people with autoimmune, people with chronic inflammation, you know, gut health issues. It could be injected into the site if you are healing from some kind of a surgery, wound healing. So there's certain peptides that, you know, even younger people could benefit from
That one kind of the Swiss Army knife, does that also address some of the other issues? Like, is it kind of a broader spectrum where it'll, you know, hit the hormonal imbalances and do some good for your skin and hair and nails as well? Or does it get very specific when you start to target those things?
I think it gets specific, but I do think BPC is a great general one because it targets general healing, gut healing, and inflammation. So obviously we know everything starts and ends in the gut. So I always thought I had good gut health, and it wasn't really one I was interested in. But then just recently I started taking it because I realized that even if you're doing all the right things, you know, all the toxins in the environment and just our basic lifestyle can really affect your gut. So I actually, even though I feel like I have a decent gut health, I just started taking it because I feel like in your 40s, it's, you know, things get a little wacky and beneficial for just inflammation.
Sure.
So I have a question, stupid question probably, but how is the peptide ingested? Is it a shot? Is it like, how does it work?
Not stupid at all. So there's lots of options. There are definitely peptides that are injected, and we use sub-Q only, though it's super small needle, super easy to do. And then there's peptides. So BPC comes in both, actually, an injection or a capsule. So you could do either. And there's different methods that probably we would recommend for different things. So if it's just general gut health, I would say take the capsule because it's absorbed better that way. But if it's actually like a wound or a soft tissue injury, then I would inject it. Like, we have nasal sprays as well. There's one for mental clarity. That's a nasal spray. There's a skin cream. That's just like a regular skin cream that goes on your skin at night. So there's lots of different ways, applications for them.
Interesting. And tell us about your team. You have a very impressive team of people at Joy. That are these the people that you go to that tell your client, this is the exact one that you're going to benefit from and you should be taking it this way? Like, how does that work when someone wants to start with Joy?
Yeah, I mean, so we have one of our co-founders, Dr. JC Fulkers, is he's kind of the peptide guru, and he comes from a more functional medicine background and can tell you all the sciencey things. So he's kind of the head of, you know, our peptide program. And then we have providers that you'll talk to during your Zoom call that, you know, a lot of them are on all these peptides and know them too. So yeah, and then we have some medical advisors as well on our team. Dr. Melissa Losky's been treating women and men with, and then, you know, I'm super excited because I've been fangirling over Dr. Amy Killen for a while, and she actually just decided to join us as a medical advisor. So,
oh, amazing.
Yeah, so excited about that one. We do have some great people on our team.
I know you said you're based in Nashville. Is it a physical location or is it virtual? How does it work?
We're all virtual right now. I think we've talked about in the future having some stores and some pop-ups, which would be super fun, but right now we have our hands full. So yeah, we're virtual. We do everything, all our visits via Zoom, and we're licensed in all 50 states, so it makes it easy.
Oh, that's amazing. Okay, so our listeners can actually get a consultation with the doctor you just mentioned, and then if they wanted to continue, is it prescription or is it just, does it work?
Prescription-based. So
all prescription.
It's a health history. Everyone has to fill out, just to cover all the bases, and then, yeah, figure out what's going on, what's your goals, what's your symptoms, and then, yeah, therapies can be shipped right to your door.
And what is, I assume, insurance? Does insurance come into play? No coverage. Is it out of pocket?
It is. Yep. Unfortunately.
Okay.
Healthcare does not want to.
I know. Pay it's for the worst.
Preventative stuff. So, yeah.
Right. What's and the price point? I'm curious.
It varies depending on which peptide. I would say average. So we have, like, I have a face cream, and then I also do the growth hormone releasing tab, and I think those are right around $200 each for a month's supply. And then our weight loss peptide is probably our most expensive, and that is, you know, depending on dosage, could be $250 or $300 a month.
Okay.
Got it. And then how long, and I'm sure it's very individual, but how long, if someone was interested in doing peptide therapy, how long do you do it? Do you do it? Is it like you always do it, or you do it until you feel better and then you do something else? Can you tell us about that?
Up to you. You certainly don't have to be on it forever. It's something that you can just try, see what's working for you. We actually recommend that you should cycle off every once in a while. Like I'll do mine for 6 months and then I'll take a month off. And that kind of just helps you reset, also helps you figure out like what's really working for you and kind of see the benefits that you're getting. But yeah, you can always try something else or just get off if it's something that you're not feeling is helpful.
And yeah. So tell us a little bit about NAD therapy, because I have seen this at my wellness center where I get IV therapy infusions. So are you combining, is NAD peptide or is it something different?
It's not a peptide, but it's technically a coenzyme.
Okay.
But we offer it and we think it's pretty cool.
It's powerful, right? And doing it in conjunction with the peptides is probably does a lot for people.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly one you can try on its own too. So NAD is in every cell of our body and we need it to live. And of course, levels decline. But what it really mainly does is it helps with metabolism. It helps convert your food to energy. And then it also protects our DNA integrity. So think of anti-aging or think of like disease prevention. So you can do it in an IV clinic through an IV. We send ours out as injections, and it's kind of cool. It's one that you feel right away. You'll feel like a flush feeling, and I like to kind of sit down and breathe and kind of relax and meditate for about 10-15 minutes, and I feel that flushness, and you just have a little boost of energy.
Nice.
Yeah, I've heard a bunch of different podcasts and read a little bit about NAD, and is that a more, it seems to me from what I've heard, and this could be completely wrong, but that it's like a more intensive treatment, like you only do it for like a short period of time, or no?
I think when you're doing it that with an IV, it's pretty intense. So I think you have, and I haven't done it that way, but I think you have to sit there. And have you done it that way, maybe?
I haven't, but I have. Yeah, it is very intense, and you have to be monitored by a nurse when you do the IV way, and it takes a long time. It takes all day.
Right. I feel like that's what I've heard. Yeah.
Yeah. And I've heard that it can be uncomfortable. I think it's, I think it's something that they really do, you know, give you a lot of at that sitting. So what we do is, you know, we recommend weekly injections. So you can do it at your home, and it's just 10 or 15 minutes of a flush feeling. So it's certainly a lot easier that way.
More tolerable. Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. So you're also doing HRT or hormone replacement therapy, or is the peptide considered HRT? I was looking at your content, and is that what it is?
They're two separate things.
Okay.
Yeah. We do HRT. I mean, we believe in kind of hormones as being like such a foundation. I mean, each hormone has its own benefit and function, and they all need to be in the right levels. You know, I always think of hormones as story of Goldilocks. You don't want too little or too much of anything. You want it to be just right for your levels, which is a little bit different for everybody. But, you know, if one level gets thrown off, then you can really, it really starts to throw a lot of things off in your body. So, and I think for women, especially, there's such a gap in, you know, you're done having your babies and you're in your 40s and like, who's caring for you now? And like,
what are your intentions?
And it's like, I just think I'm excited because I think there is a movement to change that. And a lot of companies that are offering support. So I'm excited for that. But I think it a lot more is needed.
It's so true. Our healthcare system just kind of looks at like, you know, post baby years, like perimenopausal and menopausal women is just like, all right, well, you're off on your own. Go figure it out.
You know? You're getting older. That's what happens. You're not supposed to feel great.
Right. Like, you know, I mean, of course, we love our OB-GYNs and they serve a massively great purpose. But like, once we get to this spot, they're like, sayonara, go find somebody
they're like,
else.
Come in once a year for your pap smear. Like there's no continuity. Open discussion.
Do you do lab work and testing as well for your patients? You send them off, they get their labs done, and then your team looks at the results, et cetera.
Yeah.
We're prescribing
labs. And, you know, certainly if you're thinking of hormones, you definitely need to do some labs, and then we continue to monitor people on treatment with labs. So we have a partnership with a few different people. LabCorp is one of them. So it's easy if you have a LabCorp near you. We also partnered recently with Get Labs, and they come send a mobile phlebotomist to your house. So that's pretty cool for people that are in, you know, urban areas. That's a really great option for convenience. And then we also partnered with a company called Tasso, which is like a device that sits on your shoulder and can test your hormones as well. Something that you do at home and then send back. So we've got.
That's interesting.
Yeah, that's cool.
Nice. I have a question about the hormones too. So do people take, do you see a lot of women doing hormone replacement and peptides at the same time? Or is it two kind of separate strategies?
I mean, I do that. I believe in that for sure. If something is off with your hormones, then you should absolutely do that. And then peptides to me is just like icing on the cake. I think it really is woman dependent. I think there's still a lot of people that aren't educated on, you know, hormones, hormone therapy, or maybe dangerous, or think it's not, you know, natural to, you know, help your hormones. So I think that there's just certain different people who are looking for different things or have different comfort levels.
Okay. I have a question that, you may or may not know the answer to, and we can edit it out easily, but have you heard of HMBs? Is that a peptide? Do you know? I've just recently started reading about HMB.
HMB? I haven't, but I will definitely look that
up. It's HMB as in boy, and it has something to do with leucine, which I think is an amino acid, and it helps with just muscle growth. And even if you're not training, it can help like maintain muscle and prevent muscle waste as you're getting older. And then if you are working out and training, it helps build the muscle faster, which, as you were saying earlier, part of the problem with aging that is a massive culprit is the fact that we lose muscle mass over time. And that is so important in maintaining all of your overall health, metabolism, hormonal health, everything. So I've just recently been looking into that.
Yeah, I'll ask JC about that personally haven't heard of it, but I for sure am interested in all the things, you know, muscle related, because yeah, that's certainly part of the key for vitality.
Yeah. I was just listening yesterday to something about aminos, which again, I don't know the difference between aminos and peptides. I guess it's all related, but there was like some sort of amino someone was talking about who was getting older and saying that by taking this, it helped them. They said like, which is so true. When you're working out a lot and you feel really toned and then you take a break for like a week, it like the older you get, you, all of a sudden, like you feel like, wait, I looked good a week ago. And then what happened to my muscles?
It's where'd
like,
it go?
Where'd it go? So by taking aminos, I guess, or peptides can help you sort of maintain that muscle mass a little bit better than.
Was it creatine or?
Was it what?
Creatine, maybe. That's an amino, like, I think that's an amino acid.
I don't know. I can't remember. I have to look. It was a podcast I was listening to, and it was a company that did more like amino kind of supplements. I'm not really sure, but basically same idea as Katie was saying, like it helps to keep that muscle mass your muscle more together than like.
Totally. Yeah.
You know, funny sidebar, total sidebar, but something interesting that I just learned about muscle growth and building muscle and exercising. You have to, there's like a mind muscle connection. And when you're training muscles, cause I'm trying to train my glutes, apparently my tush is a little on the flatter side. When you, if you don't, if your brain isn't attached to the muscle that you're exercising, it doesn't fire as much and you can be totally wasting your time. So I just learned recently that there's like, you know, with the bands for your legs, exercises before you start to train and lift weights, that you do like 2 minutes of exercises with bands, contracting that muscle and really focusing on the fact that you're contracting that muscle to help then activate the muscle so that all the work you're putting into it is actually efficient. And it can be a total waste of time if you don't have the mind-muscle connection. Isn't that just the most bizarre thing you've ever heard? It's like, it seems like pseudoscience and absurd, but it's a fact.
That makes total sense to me, actually. I've never done bar method or bar class.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it wasn't till I have also felt like my butt's never been, you know, very muscly. It's, you know, a little bit flat. And I feel like I recently started, you know, I'll do some bar classes and it's really a mental thing. I'll have to think about contracting that. And I think it's exactly right. I'm feeling like, okay, now I know how to use that muscle.
Yeah. But you get the results.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so true. You know, I do a lot of Melissa Wood Health and she, in her workouts, she always says like, if you're doing an arm thing, I was doing it yesterday and she's like, be intentional. She's like, think about what you're exercising right now. When you think about it, it sort of like fires it up. Because you're right. Like you, if you're not thinking about it or really intentionally targeting that muscle, it's just like you're doing the whole thing, but you don't get in that little area, which is so similar. Yeah. To like the Pilates and bar classes when you're like, oh, that's the muscle. That's the little thing I never knew I had. So yeah, right. It's really interesting.
Totally. Yeah. That makes sense.
All right. Well, before we get into our wrap session, I would love for you to just let us know where our listeners can find you, because I know they're going to be super interested in working with Joy and yourself.
Yeah. You know what? We hang out on IG a lot. So would love to for you to follow us there. It's Joy Women's Wellness, and Joy is spelled J-O-I. And then online, if you want to consult, we are choosejoy.co.
Nice. Yes, those consults.
And then if someone wants a consult, they just sign up and you do, it's a Zoom, like the initial meeting's a Zoom.
Yep. Consults are just $25 and then just sign up online and then we'll have a patient coordinator call you to set that up and set up your labs if a lab is needed.
That's great.
Amazing.
What'd you say, Amy? Well,
I said, I will be doing that. Okay. So I feel like there's so many more things to go through with peptides, but so we may need a part two at some point, because I feel like Katie and I are just starting to learn about this area. And I feel like it's this emerging, I don't know, what's the word I want to use?
Like cutting edge science. Yeah.
Yeah. You hear about here and there, but I feel like it's going to be mainstream really soon. So thank you for all of this information. So get into our wrap session. Quick answers. Ready? What is your favorite wellness or beauty hack? Peptides.
I call it my whole body anti-aging. I do a growth hormone releasing peptide. I just get on my tongue every morning. It dissolves. And then I have a GHKCU face cream that I use on my skin.
Nice. This growth hormone that you use, so that's is that HCG? Is that
HCG is growth hormone, but you know, we're not actually putting growth hormone. It's actually growth hormone releasing peptide. So it's a peptide that tells your body to release more of its own growth hormone.
Okay, I'm very interested in that one. Sidebar. All right, this next one, we call it our 5-minute flow. You just got out of the shower and dried off, and Uber's pinged you. They're 5 minutes away. What are you going to do? Your holy grail to get it together and get in that Uber on time.
You know, I'm a little bit hippie. I'm fine going makeup free sometimes, but I absolutely need my my moisturizer when I get out of the shower. I'm addicted to that, so I have like a dry oil, a little recipe that I use quickly, throw that on all over. And then I also need a hat. I'm a hat girl. I love my Kemosabe Stetson hats. And I feel like you can get away with a lot more if, you know, makeup free days and bad hair days, if you can throw on a hat.
And you're in the right town for that hat. I tell you, we love a good hat in Nashville.
Okay. And how do you maintain your daily nirvana?
I'm always trying to work on that. And it's a balance of getting in enough self-care and spending quality time with my family.
Yeah. Amen to that, right?
Good answer. Yeah, right. And you'll be spending quality time with your daughter today in America.
I know.
Sweet. I'm so
That's
going to
be so fun.
Yeah.
Well, Katie, thank you so much for being here. This is a very exciting conversation, and we can't wait to learn more about it. And we have to have you back on for part two. So thanks for being here with us. And Amy, you're going to close us out with a mantra. And I think it's a mantra from Joy.
It's actually, I found two quotes on Joy's Instagram that I love. So I'm going to say them both. So the first one is really funny. FYI, menopause is not the end, which I love, because I'm like, that's what we should be telling our doctors.
Yeah,
so that's one. And then the other one I liked was just, it's a quote that you have on a little billboard. There's a peptide for that, which I think is so cute.
That's cute.
It's like a good saying, because next time I'm feeling a certain way, Katie and I are going to be like, there's a peptide for
that. There's peptide for that. We just need to call up Katie Whalen.
Exactly. I love it. Thank you so much for being on the show, and enjoy your day with your daughter. And we'd love to have you back anytime. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Nirvana Sisters. For more information on this episode, check out the show notes, please subscribe, and leave us a review. Also, find us on Instagram at Nirvana Sisters. If you loved what you just listened to or know someone that would, please share it and tag us. Tune in next week for a fresh new episode of Nirvana Sisters. We'll continue to watch out for all things wellness so you don't have to. Bye.